Very warm welcome to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standard podcast with me, Tristan Harris. Now with me I've got Amy Fleming from the Primrose Hospice. Hi Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All good, a bit warm.
Very warm.
Lovely heat wave we've got here. But we're not talking about the summer holidays today. We're talking about when the kids go back to school and September comes. And we've also got a very important event at the Primrose Hospice, haven't we?
Well, we
not
do
at
indeed.
The Primrose Hospice, but organised by the Primrose Hospice. So tell us about this.
Yeah, so we have our annual Primrose Ball coming up at the end of September, Friday the 27th at the Chateau Impney. We're going to be having lots of guests coming along for a really, really exciting evening of entertainment, music, food, and probably lots of drink as well. So we're really looking forward to it.
So book the 28th of September if you work Sundays. We'll book that off work because it's going to be a bit of a good party.
Absolutely.
Now, this was the ball was first held, wasn't it, to celebrate the Primrose's 30th anniversary?
That's right.
How did it all come about? Did you just think, we want to do something big, we want to do something grand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Primrose has been in the community for what seems like forever. And I think that we just decided at the time we need to celebrate how long we've been around and the years of service that we've given to the community. And so about 3 years ago, we thought, yeah, this is going to be a great opportunity to celebrate everything that we do, bring all of our amazing supporters together in one room and just have a huge party, really. And obviously it went amazingly well. And we thought this year, let's even go up a scale. And we've increased the size of the event quite drastically. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing.
So it's been going for 3 years now, and you've got to be honest, you can't beat, can you, getting your posh frock on or your dinner jacket or tuxedo and then heading down to a nice venue like the Chateau. Lovely, lovely surroundings.
It really is. It's so beautiful. The when you're driving up towards it, the way it makes you feel, it's so exciting, even just on a normal day. And when you're all dressed up and ready for an exciting evening, it's going to be incredible.
And you can get your car to test the hill climb course on the way as well for free.
Absolutely, yeah.
Without having any stress of the time trials, obviously. So you've got a few acts line up for the night, haven't you?
We do.
You've got some West End singers?
We do indeed. We have the amazing Kat Davis is supporting us. So Kat is one of our ambassadors, amazing friend of Primrose. She put on a wonderful event earlier in the year, which was called A Night at the Musicals. That was over in Bromsgrove, and it was just fantastic. And when we saw her perform, it was just a no-brainer for us. We thought, she's just got to be at the ball. We've got to make this such a special night. So Kat, along with her friend Adam, who is also a West End singer, are going to be performing a few songs for us. And there is going to be a really special moment where they're going to be performing a really, really special song that was written by one of our patients. So it's going to be really beautiful.
Oh, that is tremendous. Because I know you do a lot down there, don't you? You really do.
Certainly do.
Because I think we spoke to Kat the other week, and it's people imagine they've got this, false interpretation of a hospice being gloomy and gloom and doom. But it's not like that down there,
it's
is it?
Complete opposite. It's quite tragic, really, that hospices have such an awful name in the sense of people think it is somewhere that people go to die, and it is purely the opposite. It's somewhere that people come to live. You know, we see patients at such an important time in their life when they've been given a diagnosis that really affects them, affects their families, friends, everybody. And it's just, we have that opportunity, that privilege to do things that families can't quite get around to doing. So we can sit down with them and talk about the really important things, like how their symptoms are affecting them and what we can do about it and to help them with that. But also to say, what haven't you achieved in your life? What do you think that we might be able to do to help get you through these last few, however long it is, and do those extra things that nobody else generally has the time or ability to do? So we're really in a really privileged position.
I suppose we're all guilty as well of squandering days and not making the most of the time that we have left.
Definitely.
I mean, obviously we don't know how long we're going to have left, and obviously cancer and other life-limiting illnesses, they're affecting, like, what is it, 1 in 3 people now, is it?
Absolutely, yeah, cancer.
So everybody's going to be touched by cancer or at some point in their life. And I guess, you know, there's always that time, isn't there, where you think, oh, do I do anything at the weekend? I'll just have a lazy day. And you are guilty there of not making the most of your time. I suppose if you get a diagnosis like that, your perception in life changes and you just want to make the most of the time
Massively
that's left.
So.
And that's how we should all be living our life, really, living
Absolutely.
Our life as if there's no tomorrow. And that's what the obviously that's what happens with the Primrose. And it's great that you can facilitate these things and make these people's dreams come true. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's really important that we get that time to sit with these people and their families and understand what living life to the fullest really means to them, and actually making sure that they know that. If they do want that lazy day on a Saturday, that's absolutely fine. If that means that they get some quality time with their partner or their children, go for it. Do what you need to do. But being there for them, to support them and understand those different elements to what makes them happy, that's a really fantastic position to be in.
So if they want that lazy day on Saturday, that's perfectly fine, especially if you've set up for them to go hang gliding on the Friday.
Absolutely.
You need a day of rest after that.
You certainly do.
So going back to the ball then, 6:30 p.m. on the 27th of September, you've got the West End Singers, so that's great. Because West End Singers, I mean, obviously most of them are in the West End. You don't get much time to hear them, do you? Much
Absolutely.
Chance to hear them outside of the theatre. And then obviously there's the issue with ticket prices and things. But then you've got this, where you get a three-course meal and Prosecco, and you get the West End Singers Entertainment. There's a few surprises as well, I'm told, but they'll be revealed in due course because we've still got quite a way to go until the 27th of September. And it's £65, isn't it, per person?
It is, yeah. So it's a really great price for the meal. I actually went to the menu tasting myself, which was very hard work, I can tell you.
Tough job, but someone's really got to do it.
Exactly. And the food is absolutely unbelievable. So we're really looking forward to that. Yeah, and when you arrive, there'll be a Prosecco reception, opportunity to have a look down at the tables where you're going to spend the rest of your evening and get really excited. So, yeah.
Did you do that thing where you said, where they brought you a dish and you were like, you know, I still can't make my mind up about this. I think I need another, I need to try another one of those.
No, we didn't
I'd have been there about 5 hours.
I think so.
We've got to get it right. It's important we get it right. Five hours tasting should be enough time.
In all seriousness, though, there was absolutely nothing that we could fault with it. It was absolutely fantastic.
To be honest, I'm not sure what ale would go with this. Can you just bring us a couple?
That's it.
That's it. That's just me. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to buy tickets?
So it's an online system. So just as you would order your food shopping or your clothes online, jump onto our website, onto primrosehospice.org. And on the Primrose Ball page, you can book your individual ticket, or you can book a table of 10 or 12 that way. And we will be in touch as soon as you've booked to get all of your menu choices and all of your guest names and... yeah, just start chatting about how excited we are.
I'm sure that there might be people out there when this goes in the paper that aren't online, so we can always put a contact number in, can't we? For
absolutely.
If they obviously wanna... not listening to this podcast, because they'll have to get online to start with to listen, but but when it comes out in the paper, we'll need to put it up. We'll just stick out, because you're fairly helpful down there, aren't you?
Oh, certainly. We love to chat to anybody, so if anyone wants to give us a call, and if there are any questions about the event as well, then we'd love to hear from anybody.
I think the great thing about Primrose is the way the whole communities of Bromsgrove and Rewbury and Droit, which all pull together to do fundraising. I mean, we did the Shooting for Fun thing the other week as well.
Amazing,
which I know
event.
Was great.
Yeah.
And that went so well. And then you've got all the other things. I mean, where does the ball figure in your fundraising league table? Like, how much does it generate? Because I know the Lights of Love is the big one, isn't it? The Christmas Lights of Love is the one.
That's our biggest campaign of the year, absolutely. And that in particular has such a wonderful community feel to it. You know, it's again a real privilege for us to be able to bring people together in that way in tribute to lost loved ones. The ball is more of a celebration, and it is definitely the biggest event on our calendar. We were amazed last year to have raised over £14,000 at the ball for 2018. We are obviously doubling our numbers in terms of guests, so we have high hopes for this event. We do have lots of fundraising activities on the night, so we have a brand new silent auction, which is going to be fantastic. And something that we are beyond excited about is our sort of headline prize, which is a place in the London Marathon. So we are extremely excited.
Because it is, because people don't realise, people take up running and they don't realise how difficult it is to get into the London Marathon. Because obviously there's thousands of runners.
Yeah.
Well, probably, I don't know how many runners there are. Is there like 100? I don't know how many there is. Anyway, let's gloss over that. There's loads of, you think there's loads of places, but this is loads of places for the whole world because everybody wants to run
I'm
in
sure
London.
It's,
so it is
it's
quite
1% of the population that can say that they've ran the London Marathon or something crazy like that. It's so difficult and people, you know, you get into marathon running and I know from kind of people that we've spoken to, our supporters who have done it last year, training for a marathon is just as hard as doing the marathon itself. It's intense. And then on top of that, to be trying to get a place in this amazing event, it's so difficult for people and it can be quite crushing, I think, not to get that place, especially when it's so likely that you won't. So giving people that option that they can come along and if they want to put a good bid in, this is the only chance I know of that you can actually guarantee yourself a place in the London Marathon.
It could be a good excuse for somebody's fitness regime.
If it certainly
been,
could.
If for the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Couch to marathon.
That's
so you're there.
It's a bit of a
you
longer programme,
you know,
I think.
What? You know what? I'm gonna get fit. I've just won a place in the Primroses.
Absolutely.
to represent the Primrose in the London Marathon. And now I've got, when are we, September? I've got 6 months to train. So
yeah, plenty
of time. That's good. Just tell us about the how much it costs to run the Primrose each year.
Oh, it's quite an astonishing number when you really think about it. So in order for us to keep providing our services, keep the hospice running and see all of our patients and families, it costs us £1.75 million each year. And that is just to offer the services that we do offer now. So that's not including anything that we might want to do in the future in terms of offering more services, growing the team, anything like that. And equally, anything that we want to do that's just a bit nice. So we did our seaside party recently, which was amazing, an opportunity to give our patients a bit of a feel of nostalgia, an opportunity to get back into their youth maybe and enjoy it. But things like that we would love to do every day, but we just can't afford to because we are constantly trying to fundraise the money just to keep open. So we are unbelievably grateful for everything that we receive. You know, we are so lucky to have the support that we do from the individuals, the families, the church groups, the WIs, the Lions, the Rotaries.
Well, it is testament, isn't it, to the
area,
and Bromsgrove, Redditch, Rewbury, Droitwich. The fact that you manage these 1.75 million every year, it's just incredible support.
Yeah, we rely on our community and we lean on them massively so. And we're so lucky that we're able to do that year on year. So, it's a big number, but somehow the fab community, they manage it.
I mean, the seaside thing we covered the other week.
Yeah.
So if you want to read that story, bromsgrovestandard.co.uk. But also, if you go to bromsgrovestandard.co.uk, just put Primrose into the search engine. You will see everything the hospice does. And so if you don't know, I mean, you must be living under a rock if you don't know what the Primrose does. But if you don't know what the Primrose does, then just a little search like that will show you how valuable you are to
the community.
We
get such a lot of support from the papers and the local media, so we're very grateful.
No, it's our pleasure, and it's great that we can all work together for obviously for the good. You know, it's some things, you know, there's pros and cons to, but with this, there's not, is there? It's a win-win.
That is a really lovely way to put it. Absolutely.
No, it is true.
It's true.
The only problem I've got now for yourselves is if you do this now, this ball's bigger and better. I mean, I don't know if you'll be here in 17 years, like at the Primrose, but you personally, but what are you going to do for your 50th?
For our 50th? Oh my gosh. I don't know. We'll have to.
Answers on a postcard.
That's it.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. So we'll have a piece in the paper as well, obviously about this the forthcoming ball. And there's loads of ways you can get in touch with the Primrose, which just search for Primrose Hospice on Google. You'll soon be able to click through, and we'll feature that. And hopefully people will snap up the tickets and there'll be a fantastic night to be had on September the 27th. Well, thanks for joining us. Are you all right to sit and talk about a couple of news stories that we've got this week as well?
Certainly, I'd be honoured.
Excellent. Okay, let's start with this. Parents of pupils at South Bromsgrove High School have hit out at the cost of the new uniform, which will be worn from September. The school says it's only trying to raise pupil standards and the cost remains consistent with or below other school prices in Worcestershire. In its most recent newsletter sent out to parents, the school warned pupils would be sent home if they're not wearing the correct uniform at all times. Now, the problem I think a lot of the parents have got is it's only available from one supplier in Bromsgrove Town Centre. I mean, these are some of the prices. Suit jacket, $37.99. Polo shirt, $16.99. Rugby top, $21.99. Skorts, which I've learnt about. It sounds like someone from Glasgow, doesn't it? Sounds like someone from Glasgow. Skorts. What are skorts? Skorts, S-K-O-R-T-S. They're like sports skirts. So there you are. Skorts.
It's like a spork.
Yeah.
A mixture
between. Like a spork. Spork, I always find, is like, you know, what's the phrase? It's a master of many. No, what is it? Great for something, but master of none or something. You know that.
Jack of all trades.
That's it. Jack of all trades, but master of none. Because the spork, it just, I can see what they tried to do. But, you know, if you're eating baked beans, they don't fall off. Or if you're eating steak, it doesn't really do that. I'd rather just have a spoon and a fork.
What was this story about?
But we digress. Forget about sporks. We're talking skorts. So parents will have to spend either around £150 for a set of compulsory items. And that's not even the extra stuff as well. Now, it is expensive to send your kids to school. Mm-hmm. I suppose the disadvantage of this as well is that bringing in a new uniform, they kind of like hand-me-downs or second-hand ones because it's a new thing. Now, we did this with North, I think, a couple of years ago, if I remember rightly. And it was the same situation. And we've cross-checked the uniforms and they are more or less the same. It just seems to be the done thing. But I mean, some parents like to, us included. We've got two daughters. You know, you go to Asda for certain, or the other supermarkets are available. I know the German supermarkets do a nice range as well in uniforms. So we do like to get some of it there, and then maybe some of the official school uniforms. Yeah. But it looks like very much like that. This whole uniform has got to come from the one place.
It's quite restrictive.
We have got an update coming in this week's paper, I think. We've got spotted Bromsgrove. There has been a meeting with Chris Smith, the head teacher, and he's been made aware of the concerns. And he says that the school has introduced skirts and trousers with the logo embedded to ensure there's consistency and clarity for parents when shopping for the new academic year. We have high expectations of our students in everything we do, and we expect them to be dressed smartly and appropriate for school. We're making this decision. We considered research by charity, the Children's Society. He claimed that it calculated the average cost of a school uniform in the UK was £340. The cost of our one, including PE kit, is £156. It should be noted that the school's always supported parents in challenging financial circumstances. So I think if parents are struggling, they can contact the school and they will see what they can do, which is because when it was just released, it was like, this is the uniform, this is what you've got to have. So I think there has been some kind of like, you know, help and some kind of leeway there. £340, I don't believe that. I mean, I know clothes are expensive and stuff. I mean, the issue is some people were saying on Facebook, if they might start moaning that the kids are coming in dirty uniforms because they can only afford one pair of trousers. £19.99 for one pair of trousers. So you're talking like £40 for two, £60 for three. I mean, I don't spend £19.99 on work trousers.
No.
I had a colleague once called Portia, and she always used to say, oh, don't you just hate work clothes? Because you have to buy them, but like, you know, they're not for anything fun.
Yeah.
And it's the same with school, isn't it? But hopefully some kind of agreement will come to that. But that's been one of our biggest stories this week. And it coincided, we just about got in touch with the school in time because everyone broke up on Friday.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Harry, you've got to get onto the school because if you don't, we won't be able to do this story till September and by then it'll be too late. So, yes, if you've got views on the South Bromsgrove High School uniform, and we have taken a lot already, just get in touch, editor@bromsgrovestandard.co.uk. Now, I'm just going to have a look at... I like to finish with the happy ones, so I'm just going to rearrange my story. This one is an amazing story. This came in yesterday. It's kind of like a bittersweet, sad one, really. All Saints Garage in Bromsgrove is closing its doors this Friday after nearly 70 years of operating as a car dealer serving the local community. For the past 20 years, All Saints had been owned and run by Cressa, the award-winning Vauxhall dealer in Redditch. Despite the closure, due to Vauxhall's restructuring its dealer network, the company's managed to secure all staff dealer, jobs with the dealership in Redditch. So that's the one good point. There's no job losses. They're all going to Redditch. So Nick Danks from Cressa said he wanted to say a huge thank you to all our local customers who have used us over the years. for three or four generations sometimes. Although I'm feeling mixed emotions, it's the end of an era. There are so many positives going forward. So then they said that the modern dealership in Redditch and so on. But the thing that struck us is when this went live last night on our Facebook page, so many memories about people who did apprenticeships there and stuff.
Oh,
and like started out there, people who got, like you said, three or four generations,
yeah.
People who got their first car from there and things.
It's so a really special moment,
it is
isn't
a really
it, in
special
your life,
moment.
Getting your first
car. So
you remember it forever.
And
I think
you remember where you
it's amazing
from.
That they're able to keep the jobs local. I think that's really important.
I mean, that is good, and fair play to Vauxhall. I mean, this isn't a critical story under any circumstances. I think they wanted to do the story, and quite rightly so, just to say thank you to everyone.
Absolutely.
And they'll have some stuff featured on Friday as well, so look out for that in the paper. We've got which order? These are both kind of feel-good stories in the end. Let's go for this one. There were dramatic scenes at Bromsgrove's Artrix last Friday. Not that there's not normally dramatic scenes at Bromsgrove's Artrix last Friday. But one of the singers of the ABBA reunion show collapsed on stage during the performance and was unconscious. Vicky Holland-Boya, who plays Frida, was taken ill during Dancing Queen. Quick-thinking audience members Esther Graham and Gemma Wood, big shout-out to them, rushed onto the stage and came to her aid. An ambulance was called, and after receiving treatment at the scene, she was taken to the Alexandra Hospital in Redditch. She'd been suffering with a virus, and tests had revealed that the virus, combined with the heat, had led to her collapsing.
No.
She was sent home, told to get loads of bed rest, and she'll make a full recovery, so that's good news. The band posted on its Facebook page, said, apart from feeling slightly embarrassed about the situation, which she didn't need to be, obviously, that's beyond their control, Vicky was fine. She personally thanked everyone for their well wishes. Can we also please say a special thank you to the first aiders who jumped out the audience to help? That's Esther Graham and Gemma Wood again. Big thank you to them. And the band told people to feel free to send any pictures or videos from the night, and added they would be returning to Artrix in 2020.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you all once again for understanding and supporting the ABBA reunion tribute show.
It's good news. And big up to the ambulance service, as
big
always.
Big up to ambulance service, Artrix, the audience members. Oh, ambulance, brilliant.
Absolutely.
All NHS staff, fantastic. And that brings us on nicely to our final story, so well done there. An actress who has appeared on both the big screen and in a number of hit television series as a nurse has taken up a new role. She's actually trained as a nurse now, she's working in A&E at the Alexandra Hospital.
No way.
Now, this lady, Vicky Hall, she's 42. Listen to this for a load of credits. I mean, actors, you know, acting is hard, isn't it? To make it in acting, you have to be, you know,
really dedicated,
you have to be good at what you do. And she's appeared as a nurse in Line of Duty, Coronation Street, Doctors, Casualty, Holby City, Bodies. And also, she's originally from Newcastle. She lives in Bromsgrove now. She began her acting career at 14, working a weekend job in a fish and chip shop to pay for acting lessons.
Aww.
So this is a real nice, great story. And she eventually managed to get a part in Bait a Grove with Ant and Dec.
Oh, wow.
So how good is that?
That's amazing.
She's starring alongside Ant and Dec. She's been in Line of Duty, which is probably
brilliant.
TV series in the country in the last couple of weeks. Coronation Street, consistently good. I'm not a watcher of myself of that. Also, Casualty, I'm a bit squeamish, so I don't really want to watch that. She's also had the occasional appearances as an extra. She landed a role in the Channel 4 comedy series Teachers alongside James Corden and Andrew Lincoln of The Walking Dead. After Teachers finished, she played parts in Derek by Ricky Gervais. She's been in The Bill, as in everyone. I still love The Bill. I'm still mourning
as
the loss
everyone.
Of The Bill. Shameless. And as well as Line of Duty, Doctors and Coronation Street. I frequently played nurses. Perhaps the universe was trying to tell me something, she said. Describing why she originally wanted to be an actor, she said, I just found it fascinating and that sort of thing had caused me to meet all kinds of strange and wonderful people. And that's what I thought. And I was right. The birth of her two children changed Vicky's outlook on life. She decided working all around the country for long periods of time wasn't for her anymore. I thought about what I'd do next and I decided to have all that excitement of acting and the real use of my brain, and where could I be in demand? A&E nursing fitted the bill. So if there's anywhere where it's going to test your brain and all that.
Yes, absolutely.
So she's now qualified, and I love our emergency department. I'm challenged every day. We're always encouraged to train and keep learning continuously, always upskilling. And she hasn't given up her acting work entirely. She does a voiceover work and things. And she's recently played her easiest role yet as an A&E nurse in the latest Ken Loach film called Sorry We Missed You, which recently premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. It's my proudest role yet. I was hired to design their A&E set and to dress all the extras and as patients, giving them a wound or a reason for their visit. Vicky's proud of her acting career, but she's keen to encourage others who may be interested into getting into nursing, saying, I'd recommend very much working in an A&E department to anybody. You gain so much knowledge and confidence if you take the plunge and just throw yourself in at the deep end. And there are jobs now at the Worcestershire Acute Hospitals Trust. So if you go to www.worcestershireacute.nhs.uk/jobs or follow Worcester Acute NHS on Facebook and Twitter and then do it that way. But I'm sure if you just Google it, you can find out.
What a lovely story.
It is, isn't it? It's fantastic. I'm going to go big on this week because we've got loads of pictures of her as well in all her little roles with Deck and everything. Oh. So it's really such a great story. And
maybe
she
could be your next podcast guest.
We'll have to try and get her in, won't we? We'll have to try and get her in. That'd be fantastic. That'd be all good. So that's about all for the news for this week, but don't go anywhere because Claire is here next with everything you'll ever need to know about what you can do in Bromsgrove, Droitwich and Rubery in the next few days.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Tristan. Hello, my name's Claire Bullivant and I'm here to give you some ideas of things to do and see this coming week in Bromsgrove, Droitwich, Rubery and the surrounding areas. Starting off on Friday the 26th of July and the art exhibition going on at Alfchurch Village Hall. This is also open all day on Saturday, so you've got all day Friday and Saturday to see it. And it's 100 original paintings created by members of three local art groups run by Droitwich artist Pam McGregor. Many local people will know Pam. The collection will also feature the entries and winning pictures from a competition organised by Carmel Khan, who owns Bromsgrove's Tucknell Hall Nursing Home. Carmel set two themed challenges for the artists. Pictures had to be based on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing or the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Apparently the winner was Bank Green-born Ali Collis, who produced an evocative painting of the D-Day beaches. And if you love collecting your art, many of the paintings on display will also be for sale. 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. entry is free, and if you want more information about it all, go to pamsartclasses.co.uk. Then moving on to Friday evening, we've got some great live bands performing about town. Mr. Wolf will be on at the Hot Pole Inn on Friday night. If you haven't experienced the incredible Mr. Wolf before, they are a guitar-driven rock and blues band from Worcestershire. They're local guys. Songs range from Wishbone Ash to Pink Floyd and AC/DC. That's the kind of vibe they are. They're truly brilliant and you'll love them. Always a great time too at the Hot Pole Inn. There's also a Gary Barlow tribute night going on Friday night at Cats Hill Working Men's Club. Always good fun there. And you can't beat a bit of Gary, can you? And there's also a Battle of the Hair Bands rocking it out on Friday at the Hanbury Turn, which sounds loads of fun. I do think the world needs more hair bands. They're the best. And if you fancy venturing out to Solihull on Friday, Mamma Mia is showing at the outdoor cinema there at Tudor Grange Park. B91 3LU is the postcode for your sat nav. After the film, there's also going to be a performance from ABBA tribute band Arrival, who are apparently spectacular. If you want tickets, just go to tkt.to/Mamma Mia. That's tkt.to/Mamma Mia. Also this weekend over in Droitwich is a family camping weekend happening at Churchfield's Farm in Salwarp. They have loads of fun things going on there. There's the maze, made of maize, the 5K run, fun games, and as always, loads of great food and the animals, etc. Great fun for the whole family. Check out all the details on their website, churchfields-farm.co.uk. Moving on to Saturday the 27th of July, more live music happening about the place. Life will be performing at the Hot Pole Inn. Midnight Sun will be putting on a show at the Old Black Cross on the Worcester Road. And the Face Stealers, they're a great band. They're going to be doing their thing at the Pillar of Salt in Droitwich. I also love that place, by the way. If you haven't been yet, do check it out. Really welcoming and a great atmosphere when I was there a few days ago. Moving on to Sunday, the 28th of July. Remember, it's Studley Car Boot Sale on Sunday morning, a brilliantly run car boot on our doorsteps. B96 6ER is the postcode. Gates open at 6 a.m. studleycarbootsale.co.uk for the details there. Then after you've done your car booting, head on over to the Charity Family Fun Day happening at Stoke Prior Social Club. B64AL is the postcode for your sat nav. There's going to be stalls, games, inflatables, live entertainment, and it's all going to be happening there between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. There's also bandstand music in Sanders Park on Sunday with the Royal Spa Brass Band. So take a deck chair, take a picnic, or just take a stroll around the park and listen to live music there. 2:30 until 4:30 p.m. Always one of my favourite things to do when the sun's out and you can listen to live music in the park. It's just brilliant. Then I also suggest heading on over to the Ewan Lamb Beer Festival happening on Sunday. I know one of my favourite local bands, Polka Dot Robot, they're going to be performing there. And let's just say the beer festivals at the Ewan Lamb are pretty legendary. They're really good fun. Don't miss out on that. Then into next week, Tuesday the 30th of July, it's Bromsgrove Street Theatre at Cats Hill Village Meadow in Cats Hill. B61OJY is the postcode. Take the kids and they can hang with Wonder Woman and Nat Lunatrick. Attend the Andy Cassily Music Workshop. The Owl Man will also be there. It's all happening 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. and it's free, so you can't beat that, can you? And another free event for the kids on Wednesday the 31st of July is the Bromsgrove Street Theatre at Sanders Park. Children's activities with Mr. Wow will be there. The African Warriors, Andy Cassily's Music Shop will also be there. Animal Mania. There's going to be a hula hoop workshop. Loads of things going on. It's going to be so much fun. 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And again, it's free. Then my final pick for next week is on Thursday, the 1st of August. Wow, we're already into August. And it's the Owl Man who will once again be in Sanders Park, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And there you will be able to experience a close and personal encounter with Andy's magnificent birds of prey. They're truly incredible. He's incredible. And there you have it. An incredible week of things to see and do here in town. If you have something going on, do let us know so we can help you share it with everyone in town. Back to you in the studio, Tristan.
You're listening to the Bromsgrove Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Thanks for that, Claire. Loads to be going on and getting to this week in Bromsgrove and Droitwich. Thank you ever so much for listening, and thank you to Amy Fleming for coming in and enlightening us on the Primrose Hospice Ball taking
place. Thank you so much for having me.
27th of September. Get it in your diary. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Cool. Remember, you can get in touch with us on a daily basis through the website, bromsgrovestandard.co.uk, droitwichstandard.co.uk. On both those, we've got daily updates every single day, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's where all the conversation's happening. So get yourself on there, get your views across, and we'll see you next week.